We welcome you to this week's service from Morrisville United Methodist Church. Though we have ideas of how heaven may look, Pastor Glass remarks on how, in the Bible, heaven is often portrayed as a sound in this week's sermon entitled, The Sound of Heaven. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Hello, everybody.
Morning.
Welcome to worship at Morrisville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. And I am truly honored that you are choosing to worship with us today, whether you are here in person or you are joining us online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you and thank you for honoring us with your presence. If you are new to our church family and you're worshiping in person, I'd also draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. If you'd like to complete one of the cards and provide whatever information you might be comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you choose to fill out one of the cards, you can hold on to it, and then following the worship service, simply place it in the offering plate on the altar or in the jar in the entranceway, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, welcome. If you'd like to take a minute to introduce yourself to us using the chat, we invite you to do that, or you can send an email to the church office and let us know a little bit about yourself. Our office email address is morrisvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I encourage you to follow us on Facebook and to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading is from Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you supposed, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and sign on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Didn't Leah do an amazing job with all of those names? Good job, Leah.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated, please. So welcome again. I'm glad that you are here to worship with us today as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. As I shared with the children, this is the day that the Holy Spirit was poured out on the followers of Jesus, the day when through the power of the Spirit, they were able to proclaim the good news of God's saving grace to people from all nations, speaking a variety of languages. It is the day that we often call the birthday of the church, because the Spirit was present in such a mighty way. And today we are going to explore some of the aspects of the Holy Spirit, that gift that the church received at Pentecost. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, so have you ever wondered what heaven looks like? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talk about heaven having pearly gates or streets of gold. Sometimes we talk about heaven having mansions of glory, or we imagine choirs of angels or people playing harps. But scripture says surprisingly little about what heaven looks like. But I will tell you this, in scripture, anytime heaven breaks into earth, there is a sound associated with it. So what does heaven sound like? Sometimes I think heaven sounds like power. In the scripture lesson from Acts that Leah read today, heaven sounds like the rush of a mighty wind in which the Spirit blows in a way that turns things upside down and all around. Illiterate fishermen and formerly frightened followers of Jesus are suddenly emboldened, and they make their way out into the streets, leaving the sanctuary of the upper room, and they start proclaiming the good news to all who will listen, that God is ready to right the wrongs that have plagued people for centuries, that God has had enough of injustice and violence, that death itself has been defeated in the resurrection of Jesus, and that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Sometimes heaven sounds like a powerful movement. Sometimes it sounds like ordinary people finding courage that they did not know that they possessed. Like Peter preaching to the crowd. And we hear that sound over and over and over again through history. Maybe heaven sounds like weary black church members in Montgomery, Alabama, deciding that they would rather walk than surrender their dignity on segregated buses. Maybe heaven sounds like freedom songs echoing through jail cells in South Africa during apartheid. Maybe heaven sounds like mothers who have been told to stay silent, finally lifting their voices in El Salvador, demanding to know what happened to their sons and daughters who disappeared. Sometimes heaven sounds like a powerful movement. Sometimes heaven sounds like diverse people being connected. The account from Acts, which Leah did an amazing job reading, didn't she? Let's credit her for that. The account from Acts talks about people from every nation being gathered together, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the residents of Mesopotamia and Pontus and Phrygia,
They all had their own language, their own culture, their own foods, their own traditions. And yet through the power of the Spirit, they were able to understand the amazing news that the disciples were sharing. And it's not because these people suddenly spoke Aramaic, which was the language of the disciples. It's because the Spirit enabled the disciples to proclaim the message in the language of each person there. The Spirit didn't erase the differences between people, but it connected people through those differences. Sometimes heaven sounds like people from incredibly diverse backgrounds being connected to each other. And that's good news, isn't it? Because we live in a world where people increasingly don't speak to each other. We speak past one another. Politically, generationally, racially, even within families. But Pentecost reminds us that the miracle of the Spirit is not uniformity. The miracle is the gift of understanding. Sometimes heaven sounds like connection. But not every sound of heaven is loud. Sometimes heaven sounds like peace. You remember the story in 1 Kings of the prophet Elijah hiding in a cave? He was hiding there because his life had been threatened by Queen Jezebel, and he felt alone and abandoned. And God speaks to him and promises to allow Elijah to know God's presence. And at first there was this mighty wind, but the scripture tells us God was not in the mighty wind. And then there was an earthquake. The scripture tells us that God was not in the earthquake. And then there was sheer silence. And it was after that silence that Elijah heard the voice of God. Sometimes heaven sounds like quiet, like gentle breathing, like peace. I think sometimes heaven sounds like the stillness of the morning before the rush of the day begins, and we sense the presence of God in the blush of the sky as the sun begins to rise. Sometimes I think heaven sounds like the quiet of the evening as the fireflies flit around and we can feel the hand of God enfolding us and the whisper of the Spirit saying to us, and all will be well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. The ancient Hebrews used the word ruach for wind and breath and spirit, all at the same time. And sometimes the Spirit does roar like the wind through the world. Sometimes the Spirit breathes across our differences and invites us to connect with one another, to love one another, and better understand one another. And sometimes the Spirit is as gentle and as necessary as breath. So maybe Pentecost is about learning to listen for the sound of heaven, not only in mighty winds, but in human connection, in holy stillness, and even in every breath we take. Because the Spirit is still with us, bringing power, bringing connection, and bringing peace. And for that, we give thanks. Come, Holy Spirit. Will you pray with me, please? Come, Holy Spirit, Blow through the locked rooms of our hearts. Where we are fearful, bring courage. Where we are divided, bring understanding. Where we are weary and overwhelmed, bring your peace. Teach us to listen for your presence in mighty winds, in human voices, in holy silence, and in every breath we take. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to join me in affirming our faith as we join together in a modern affirmation. You can find the words on the screen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen. And I send you out as those who will hear the sound of heaven in mighty power, in connection and peace, in wind and whisper, in silence and in song. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.